Hi, my name is Eleanor Harding and I'm from the Super Sea Dragons. For the Imagine Cup, we created a game called Orbit. I'd love to tell you a little bit more about how we've used Skype innovatively for the Microsoft Imagine Cup. As a little bit of background, we're a group of students from the University of Pretoria in South Africa, and until recently, we've all lived in Pretoria. At the beginning of the year, Daniel took a job in Knysna as a developer there, and Knysna's about 1,400 kilometers from where I am at the moment. Instead of seeing this as a problem, we decided to use this as an opportunity to shift our thinking into a cloud-based mentality. All of our code was already on Bitbucket, so we just moved our assets onto OneDrive and all of our meetings and communication onto Skype. It was a seamless and natural solution to the adversity. It worked really, really well for us. For the national finals, we did all of our preparation online and we rehearsed online so that when we got there and Daniel had flown up for the day, we didn't need to rehearse in person at all. We were prepared and ready. We gave our presentation and it went fantastically well and we ended up winning the national finals. After this, we found out that we needed to upload a video of our presentation that we gave at the national finals and that also we all needed to be in the video. Daniel was already back in Knysna at that point, so the immediate and obvious solution to us was to just use Skype. We grabbed an iPad with the Skype app on the iPad and gave Daniel a call. We then got in touch with him, and he did his presentation as though he was standing next to us. It was a seamless and elegant solution to the problem. So what else can we do with Skype? User testing has always been a vital part of our development process. So why not take our user testing and make it wireless? Skype allows us to mock up the functionality of one-way glass in a usability testing lab, and we've done that through something that Daniel set up. He set up an occasion where everyone at his work played our game, and we had a user testing lab that he had set up. So we all connected via Skype, somebody watching the keyboard interactions, somebody watching the facial expressions, and somebody watching the player's screen through screen sharing on Skype. Through this, we just seamlessly and suddenly created a wireless user testing lab. That then blurred the boundaries and we could speak to people all over the world, people early adopters that had started playing our game and wanted to get in touch and give us feedback that we desperately wanted to hear. Skype allowed us to connect with people. It allowed us to speak to the unbiased early adopters and allowed us to get perspective. It helped us to network and connect and make memorable engagements with people that would last. Skype has not only been the glue that's helped us hold our cloud-based development mentality together, but it's helped us take our game so much further than what it actually is. We've used Skype so extensively in our entry for the Imagine Cup finals and in the nationals and in the regionals everywhere, really. But as much as we've learned so much, we know that this is only the tip of the iceberg, and Skype is such an innovative product that its uses are literally endless.